Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends. Really good to have you with us this morning. It's another day in beautiful, sunny Southern California. Just want to share a little bit. Took a few of the guys, went up Alta Peak on Friday, and Vince got to see his first sequoia tree. That's sort of cool. And there's the three amigos. The one in the middle, that's Jack. And made it to the top. I don't normally tell a lot of personal stories, but this one's a pretty funny one. So it's 14 miles, and about 11 miles in, we're hiking down, and my foot went pop, and I knew something really was not doing too good. So I had to hobble down with a walking stick the last 3 miles. Anyway, yesterday I went to the urgent care for a little treatment there, and I walk in, and the physician's assistant looks at me like, I remember you from 6 weeks ago. And so I had to explain that I had another hiking accident. This time it wasn't really an accident, but it was an injury. And the thing is, they put me on crutches. And it's really hard to use crutches when you've got a broken wrist. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, a little crazy. Anyway, let's get into our sermon. We're back in Matthew, probably about 3 more weeks we'll be in Matthew, and then starting in August, we'll be in the book of Luke. If you don't know, we're doing a full year. We're taking a full year. The title of our theme is #Jesus. We're just spending time looking at Jesus, and I hope you're not bored with Jesus yet. I'll tell you right now, I'm not bored with Jesus. We could spend our whole lifetime looking at Jesus. We'd never reach the bottom of that infinitely deep well. So anyway, last week, we talked about loving relationships in the kingdom of God. We saw in Matthew 18, 1 through 5, that the greatest in the kingdom are the servants of all. They're the least. They're the ones who willingly put themselves in the position of a child. And so the greatest in the kingdom is not the one who's necessarily, you know, the greatest preacher, the one who is, you know, the best looking or something like that. Those who want to be great in the kingdom will be lowly and take the position of a child. And then we saw Matthew 10, 8 through 14, 18 rather, 10 through 14. And we saw, again, about loving relationships in the kingdom. We talked about the fact that if we have 99 sheep, if one goes astray, we go after that sheep. And we drop what we're doing, and we take care of the wandering sheep. And then we looked at Matthew 18, 15 through 20, that talked about the sinning sheep. So if a sheep wanders off, we go after them, and we do everything we can to bring them back. But even if they're here, if they're in sin, then what we do is we go to that person one-on-one, and we have an honest discussion about our concerns. And if nothing happens in that, we bring two or three because we want to do things the way Jesus told us to do. And the goal is to bring people back to repentance, back into full fellowship in the fold. And then we read the parable of the unmerciful servant in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. And God's forgiveness of us is described as 10,000 talents, which is something like $20 billion. And God has forgiven us so much. He trusted us so much. And he's forgiven us of so much. So how could we not forgive our brother or sister's sins against us? And use the comparison of 100 denarii, which is maybe around $10,000. So God's forgiveness of us compared to our forgiveness of one another is something like 20 million to one. So God tells us we need to forgive our brothers and sisters. All right, so the theme this week will be the Messiah comes to Jerusalem. So we're going to take up the story in Matthew 20, 1 through 16. It seems to be the pattern. We look at three different stories or three different vignettes, three different scenes in the life and ministry of Jesus. So the first one is going to be what's known as the parable of the workers in the fields. So let's go to Matthew 20, 1 through 16.